Hello, homies, and here we are on day 7 of the Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little bit sad that this is our last day. It's been really fun to hang out with all of you. I just feel like we have this incredible worldwide community. Do you guys feel the same? Like, do you feel that we are just all connected in this incredible love and pursuit of homeopathy and a more natural way of healing ourselves and hearing these voices from around the world of people who discovered homeopathy often in incredible ways? And it sometimes can just feel like magic, or that it's meant to be, the way that homeopathy comes across our path and the beautiful, gentle, sometimes almost magical way in which it can heal us. I don't know about you, but I've just really, really enjoyed listening to all these testimonials this week. And I feel there's definitely a revolution in the air. People are really starting to take charge of their own health. And to hear these voices from around the world of people using homeopathy, we are all connected. We are all one. And to celebrate and share this experience together is truly, truly magical. So for all of you who have taken the time to send in your testimonials, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know you have often little ones to care for. You've got busy days. So then to go and sit down and make the time to record something, to have to think about what it is that you have to say, I know it can be very confronting. It can make us feel quite self-conscious hearing our voice, live on air. And a few of you messaged me afterwards and said you didn't like listening back to yourselves. Just so you know, I still cringe listening back on my own voice all the time. So you are not alone in this. So I just want to take a moment to celebrate you for taking the time out of your day to tell the rest of us about how homeopathy has helped you, how you've discovered it, and what your favorite remedies are. And thank you for the handful of children who contributed some testimonials as well. I really appreciate that. I hope next week we can have even more kiddies contribute as well and share their testimonials. Don't you just love hearing their little sweet voices and how incredible that they can experience this empowerment at such a young age of taking charge of their own health? How incredible is that? I don't think there's not many more powerful gifts than we could give our children than the gift of empowering them for taking charge of their own health. I mean, isn't that just the ultimate freedom if we feel empowered with healing ourselves? I think that is one of the most incredible things that we can strive towards as parents. So before I get too nostalgic, I want to thank you all for coming on this journey with me this week, for celebrating the founder of homeopathy, the incredible Samuel Hahnemann, who lives on in each of us every single day when we go and purchase that remedy, when we go and see a homeopath, when we practice homeopathy in our clinics, when we share our love for homeopathy, when we speak about homeopathy. His spirit is alive. So I hope that you've enjoyed these testimonials. Please do come and join my Facebook group. That's Homeopathy Hangout Podcast on Facebook. If you would like to purchase one of our beautiful homeopathic kits or add to your stock at home, or if you would like to book with one of the amazing homeopaths on my team, visit www.eugeniekruger.com. And if you would like to support my show, then please visit www.buymeacoffee.com/hangout. The Buy Me a Coffee donations goes directly towards paying my incredible editor, Margie, who, funny story, her birthday is actually on the 31st of March. I'm the 4th of April and Samuel Hahnemann is the 10th of April. So we're a whole group of Aries. And while I'm at it, I just want to take a moment to thank you, Margie, for the incredible editing that you do and the beautiful show notes that you write. It is so much better than the show notes that I used to do. So you are doing a kick-ass job. And also thank you so much to Chin, who was actually my beautiful VA that introduced me to Margie. Chin is the lady that creates all the beautiful artwork that you'll see on my social media and also creates the audiogram. She sends emails out to my guests who have been on the show. So thank you so much to Chin as well. And yeah, Chin and Margie, you two rock. I am so grateful to have you on my team. Thank you so much. And thanks for listening to the show. And let's get into our testimonials for our last day of the Homeopathy Awareness Week.
Did you know that there is a remedy you can take for food poisoning? I mean, where else in the world is there something for that? Maybe some activated charcoal, maybe, but If you have food poisoning, you want to reach for that arsenicum album or, you know, Nux Vomica. But the fact that there is an option, I was like, what? When I first found out about homeopathy, that was the one that I was like, wait, what? So about me, my name is Angela Block and I live in Houston. I'm a chemical engineer. I'm a mom of three. And when I found homeopathy, I was looking for something that was safe because I was nursing a baby. So safe for nursing moms and for babies. And homeopathy entered the scene through a very persistent Facebook poster. So you moms out there who are saying homeopathy this, homeopathy that, you know, just know you're planting seeds. It's maybe thankless work, but someone out there is going to resonate and it's going to change their lives. And let me tell you a little bit more why, my story. You know, started 4 years ago. The first time I used it, I was terrified. I thought I was still going to, you know, they said it was poisons and stuff. So I was like, well, you know, this is, you know, I'm going to go for it. And like, as soon as I got my kit, my husband had this boil for like 3 weeks. He wears a suit and tie to work. So I was like, well, this is not a good look for you. And you're probably the most expendable member of my immediate family, which, you know, I love him. No, I'm just kidding. But I was like, here, take this. I was also really like confused about, you know, how often to give it to him and what potency and whatnot. So I was like, just here, take it. And I figured like he would just intuit how to take it. And so then 3 days later, that sucker was gone. And I was like, wow, this is great. I was like, how often did you take it? And he was like, three times a day. I was like, okay, like they just tell, like what I've heard, it's like you take it once and you let it act, right? So I was real nervous about that, but he did amazing. And he has benefited so much from homeopathy since. He's still a healthy skeptic, but my goodness, it has showed up for us time and time again. It is the head injury remedy. And I just want to let all the pain sufferers out there who wake up every day and think, is the rest of my life going to be at the risk of feeling this pain? Or is the pain going to show up later today? I totally get it. I understand. I have been there and I've been there for 10 years. I have tried all the things. I did all kinds of modalities. I did other practices. I tried spiritual healing, all kinds of things. It is NatSolve 10M. When I took that, the pain has left and it is gone for good. And I just thank God every day that homeopathy came into my life because it was something that I was like, I can't have any more kids. This pain is intolerable. And it was just going to really impact my future. So definitely that's my favorite remedy. And as well, my favorite podcast is the Eugenia Kruger Homeopathy Hangout Podcast. I cannot thank her enough for just opening up homeopathy and especially all of these amazing practitioners to us. I would say, you know, totally in debt to her because I found my new homeopath and the remedies that she has given us has also changed my life, my children's lives. I signed her up to see my nanny, my nanny's husband, my sister, and the list goes on. And truly, homeopathy is so accessible. It's so gentle. It's so polite. It's so safe. It's an amazing community of people. I mean, these are kind of the sisters, mothers, uncles, dads, grandmas that you wished you had growing up. They just know so many things about humans and nature and health. The one advice I'd have for beginners in homeopathy is get one of these professionals in your corner. You think that you know, might be spending a lot of money. Listen, it is way more expensive to continue to chase false. It's not doing you any favors. Bite the bullet. Realize these people are trying to get you to health. And they know so much. They'll know what remedies to advise you to give. And then they will know as well when it's time to seek out some emergency help or something else. That was experience with my daughter. I tried to do all of it myself at the beginning, or try to leverage like the free Facebook, you know, chats, but truly getting a professional would have saved me a lot of heartache. So find somebody that you can lean on and call. Better if you can do it any time of day. But just as you're learning, like you're going to want to have that support. So again, thank you so much, Eugenia, for all the work you do. This is amazing. There's a special place in heaven for you for sure. Bye.
Hello, my name is Kelly. I'm from Perth, Australia. My homeopathy journey really began when I was 7 weeks pregnant with our third baby, and I did not want to suffer like I did with my second pregnancy, carrying a girl right up until 16 weeks. It was horrible. And so at 7 weeks, I consulted with Eugenie And I was certain it was a girl again because I wasn't sick with my boy in the first pregnancy. And it was a girl. And Eugenie gave me CPR 200C in the appointment. And moments later, she asked me how I was feeling. And it was all gone. And I had that CPR 200C on me if it did hit me up for the rest of that first trimester, plus the script remedies that I took. And I was fine. It was remarkable. The other thing that hit me was my varicose veins with my third baby. The second baby had me in compression stockings right up until summer, and I didn't want to do that again. Eugenie consulted with some international homeopaths to eventually find two or three remedies that I took three times a day, high potencies, but it worked. I wasn't in compression stockings. I could be vertical, get up in the morning and not have my ankles filled with blood and no pressure and no heat and no itching. I just couldn't believe that. That was a huge win. I went into spontaneous labor with our third baby, no drugs at all. I only used Arnica following the birth too. It just keeps getting more and more amazing. And this baby as well has only been, we've only used homeopathy, some Chinese medicine too. But, you know, this homeopathy pills are just so much easier for them to swallow and to chew in their mouth or dissolve in their mouth than it is to take some Chinese medicine. We've used homeopathy for oral thrush, and colds, eczema, hand, foot and mouth, molluscum, bumps on the head, coughs. And with her last appointment, she used to only want to do number twos where she would run and hide and do that in privacy. And so now she's on the toilet doing that. So, yay. That one's worked too. I'll share how we store our remedies. I have stocked up during Eugenie's sales that she has done. I've got them stored alphabetically in a kitchen cabinet. Each member of the family also has a separate shelf as well. The remainder of all our remedies are in a cabinet in containers. They're alphabetized as well. I also have like 90 remedies that I keep in my car at all times, and each member also has an individual purse that follows them around too, because we can't be caught out without our homeopathy. Our kids have been benefiting from using homeopathy for like various strong emotions, like rashes, feeling sick, each cold they've had, bites, including mozzie bites. Staphy Sagria is the only one that reduces mozzie bites that get to the size of a 50-cent piece on my girls down to nothing within 2 to 3 doses. We've got to use it for bumps and growing pains, or for teeth as well to keep them going harder. Used it for croup successfully as well. It's my kids' first choice to come and grab the homeopathic pills as well. It's been great when we've had some difficulty with breathing, whether it was smoke or like burning off or croup. And for any coughs are the hardest. I don't like treating coughs. I have got better at it, and I'm looking forward to Eugenie's cough book that she'll bring out, right? thank you, Eugenie, for everything you've done for us and introducing us to homeopathy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue Meyer from Homeopathy for Mommies. I'm a certified classical homeopath from Sauk Center, Minnesota, USA. I discovered homeopathy about 28 years ago when a friend of mine, a homeschool dad and naturopath and homeopath, handed me a little remedy after he had heard that I was having chronic mastitis. Anyway, that little remedy completely changed my mind about the way everything was done medically. And I'm like, why didn't my doctor tell me about this? Anyway, I discovered this little remedy, Phytolacca, and it changed my life. And from there, I wanted to know everything there was to know about homeopathy. And I wanted to share it because I was so excited about it. Well, like I said, that was almost 28 years ago. And my excitement hasn't dwindled. So I ended up starting a podcast in 2014 called Homeopathy for Mommies. And today it's over 800,000 downloads. I've written 2 books, and I've written these books to help myself and my friends and anyone who wanted my notes. And it's Homeopathy for Mommies. And I just, like I said, I just love it. They tried to talk me into not calling it Homeopathy for Mommies, but I'm like, I am a mom. I'm a mom of 11. And now I've all these blessed, I have 42 grandchildren, three more on the way, blessed like crazy to be able to help my daughters and my daughters-in-laws raise their families in a healthy setting with most of the time without even a doctor's visit. And so it's just been great. I'm so thankful for homeopathy. And that's the audience that I talk to when I do my podcasts, because that's what I know. And so I love to share everything I know about homeopathy and try to help moms to learn how to use homeopathy. That's my goal in life. And so far, it's been extremely rewarding. My advice to new homeopath users is to check out my free podcast, Homeopathy for Mommies, of course. Like I said, I've recorded over 100 free episodes over the last 9 years on how to use homeopathy. There's an episode literally for everyone, from the beginner who is just beginning to get started in this amazing way of healing, to those who have used homeopathy for many years for their families. There's always room to learn more about homeopathy. And be sure to check out my episode with Eugenie at homeopathyformommies.com/Eugenie. She has been such a gift in my life as well. I just love this gal. She's so much fun to listen to, and she's so much fun. She's great to follow because you learn so much about all sorts of homeopathy users around the world and the doctors and the guests that she has online. It's just wonderful to follow her. And I'm so appreciative to Eugenie and all she does. So I hope that someday I'll get to meet at Eugenie's. My son and his family are now living in Australia because she's my daughter-in-law's from Australia. So I actually do plan to go visit Eugenie someday. May God bless you and yours.
Hello all. I'm Christelle Rankin, a homeopath based in Northern Ireland. I first discovered homeopathy in my early 20s when I went through a period of poor health. A family member encouraged me to go and see homeopath Joy Lennon. Joy prescribed homeopathic remedies and my health improved. My life turned around and I began to recover. At one of my appointments with Joy, she asked me if I would consider training to become a homeopath, as she thought I would be very good at it. And that was the seed planted. One of my favourite homeopathic remedies is Natmur, the spice of life, a symbol of balance and love. Some of the themes of the Natmur remedy are grief, sorrow, emotional trauma, depression. It's a heart-centred remedy. I've taken it myself and prescribed it numerous times with great success. I love this remedy for creating balance in all areas of our lives. Hahnemann ranked Natmur as the topmost deep-acting remedy. Another favourite of mine is aconite. Aconite is my go-to remedy for severe shocks or fright. It has the ability to reduce anxiety, tension in the body. I personally have experienced the healing benefits of aconite when I've received bad news. It eased my symptoms and I felt so much calmer in myself and able to cope. For new users of homeopathy, I would recommend to try in the remedies for acute conditions in the home. There's lots of common conditions that can be helped with homeopathy, such as arnica for a fall and bruising. When using a remedy, I would also encourage people to try and think of the emotional symptoms as well as the physical in their choice. I also highly recommend the tissue salts. They are amazing, easy to use for lots of ailments, and invaluable to have in the home. They use for all members of the family. They have been described as the medicine chest for the whole family. I love the tissue salts and prescribe them regularly in my practice to support clients. A fun and interesting fact is that I have given the 12 combination tissue salts to my houseplants as a general tonic. A few tissue salts dissolved in water helped my plants to flourish. Homeopathy is amazing and I would encourage everyone to give it a go.
Hi, my name's Amy Vickers and I've been a homeopathic enthusiast for over 3 years now. I have four beautiful children and we use homeopathics almost weekly, if not daily, on each of them. We have treated everything from colds, bumps, bruises, scratches, emotional problems, confidence issues, sickness, vomiting, diarrhea, fevers, you name it, we've pretty much used a remedy on it, and 9 times out of 10 it has worked. And if it hasn't, it's because it was the wrong remedy, and once we found the right remedy, it did work. I've seen situations on myself where I've had a horrible tickly throat and a blocked nose, and by taking the remedy Rumix, it literally stopped it in its tracks within not even a minute, and my nose had stopped running and I was able to talk without getting that horrible coughy, scratchy feeling that a lot of you have probably experienced at least once in your life. I love homeopathics. I will recommend it to every person that asks me, and even if they don't ask me, I'm probably going to recommend it to them anyways. So please, if you're not a homeopathic enthusiast, which you probably are, let's be real, if you're listening to this podcast, you've already fallen down the trap and I'm preaching to the choir, but let's spread the word loud and proud to everyone who will listen. And even if they don't want to listen, we're going to tell them anyways, because homeopathics should be in every house, used by every family. And there really isn't a reason that we should be giving our children or ourselves Panadol, Nurofen, antihistamines, steroids, or any of these other pharmaceutical drugs that wreak havoc on our body and don't heal us. They just suppress our symptoms and stop our body from doing what it's meant to do. So yay to homeopathics, and yay to people like Eugenie Kruger who are putting it out on the forefront and making it as popular as they are.
Hello, my name is Susie and I'm from sunny Perth, Western Australia. I discovered homeopathy when my little baby girl was only 5 weeks old. I actually wanted an alternative from all the chemicals that was to flood her pure little body. And when I met Eugenie, I was so thankful. I was so thankful I found someone who could give me some extra information and some support that just resonated with a more natural kind of lifestyle that I wanted for myself and my family. And she was an angel, really. Like, Eugenie was, she just glowed in this beautiful kindness. She was so gentle. I had heaps of anxiety at the beginning, new mum, you know, bombarded with all these things that I shouldn't had to do. And yeah, I was scared. So it was so nice to have someone that didn't push anything onto me, but just kind of gave me like all these options, you know. And I just felt so much calmer and relaxed, and I was like, yes, I found a community. And I haven't turned back. I've just kept going forward with homeopathy. So my favorite remedies over the years has been chamomilla, which was just awesome when Daisy was teething. I just remember going through bottles and bottles of it. At the moment, we're using a lot of the bronchitis mix because she gets this really deep cough that she can't shake. And personally, I love using the Narayani remedies for energetic protection. But yeah, there's a whole different range of all different ones that we've been using over the years. And yeah, I love all of them. And a very funny fact is that, you know, if you get the family onto it, my husband actually is so much better at remembering to use them and to use different types. He's really onto it, actually. So, yeah, he's the one that goes straight to the homeopathy instead of the alternative medicines that are full of lots of yucky chemicals. And yeah, I think, you know, if you're going to start, like, he had never heard of this whole way of living. And yeah, if you get the whole family onto it, they're going to surprise you. They're going to surprise you with what they start learning about it, what they start seeing in terms of like relieving symptoms and just helping the person go through whatever they're going through. So yeah, the remedies have a place for everything. Interesting fact is that I have a really good friend from Brazil, and she actually told me that she's been using them since she was a kid, like since she was a child. And her mom actually gave them to her, as did her whole community. And she's about 45 at the moment, and yeah, she has the most amazing immune system. She always goes to the natural remedies because it's you know, that was what you did when she was, since she was a kid. This is all she's ever known. So, yeah, I thought it was something quite new, but it's actually been around longer than I thought. And, yeah, and if I can give this gift to Daisy and pass it on to other family members, then this whole lifestyle change of strengthening the immune system and also just having an alternative to things that we've always reached for when we were younger, and yeah, things that are, that have much more of a benefit to our bodies. It makes us stronger, and our vitality and our energy is just more vibrant. So yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Hello everyone, my name is Sunita Venchard and I'm from the UK. I discovered homeopathy from a magazine article in the 90s when I had health issues that the doctor couldn't help without putting me onto long-term medication. I tried it and it really helped me, and I was hooked, so much so that I trained to be a homeopath. I still practice today and also write about it too. My favourite remedies are too many to mention here, but I love belladonna, which has helped me and others numerous times for fevers, gum inflammation, and a whole host of other complaints. Pyrogen is also another favourite that has helped myself and others with infection, even when antibiotics couldn't. Homeopathy is the main form of healthcare for myself and my family. I don't know what I'd have done without it for the past 25 years. We have healed everything from teething and colic to UTIs and more chronic complaints such as liver and kidney complaints and anxiety. For anyone new to homeopathy, I would just say try it. You'll never look back. A whole new, exciting and effective way of treating yourself and others will open up to you. It can seem daunting, but there's so much information out there. Just read about it, and I really recommend getting a first aid kit so that you have the main remedies at home ready for when you need to use them. I have never tired of learning about homeopathy, and with over 7,000 remedies, there's always more to learn. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Hi, Nicole McConnon here in Perth, Western Australia. Homeopathy has really made a massive difference in my life on so many levels, and I have so many stories, it's actually hard to know which one to share, but I have chosen to share one of my nice stories about my secondary infertility and my two home births, about my angel, my miracle, and my gift. So I was in my second year of studying homeopathy and was desperately wanting to have another baby, had for years at that stage, but I had also put it on the back burner as I was feeling quite grateful that I had one, and you know, if it was meant to be, it would happen. I had had no medical intervention by choice, and there was no known reasons. It was just being referred to as secondary infertility. All I was doing was studying homeopathy, and I was seeing a homeopath on a regular basis, but not specifically for infertility. I was going for me, for everything. But obviously this did come up, and I was given some targeted remedies as well for this secondary infertility. But it wasn't the be all and the end all at that stage, although I would wanted it to happen. Anyhow, my second baby, who I refer to as my miracle, he was born in the end of my third year of college. And at that stage, my firstborn little boy, who I liked to call my angel, was nearly seven. So it was a big gap. But it didn't stop there. Within months, I actually fell pregnant again. And my third child, my gift, my little girl, after having two boys, I had a little girl. And she was born 12 months and 13 days later. And my Irish twins too. And yeah, I was actually still studying. I was in my fourth year of college, my final year, and my little girl was born in the last month of college. So I had two babies while studying homeopathy. So yeah, it was a very interesting time. And thankfully, down to some wonderful classmates and the college as well, I managed to get through it and pass and whatnot. Anyhow, I was also very lucky to go on and have two planned home births with both of those babies. And as they were so close together, I even had the same midwife. And my mom was there, my husband, my midwife, and with the help of them and my very important childbirth kit, I managed to have two relatively easy home births, and it was a wonderful experience. Anyhow, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Nimisha Parekh from the UK. I've been practicing for 20 years and loving every minute of it. You may have heard me on the homeopathy podcast, on Narayani Remedies and the Banerjee Protocols. I hope you found them helpful. I'd like to specially thank Eugenie for all the great work she's doing and continuing to get the word out there. It's great. And to all the new homeopaths or budding homeopaths, just wanted to share that it can be an up and down road, but you're in a good time now where homeopathy is growing stronger from strength to strength. So hang in there and just keep marching along. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Manuela. I live in Canada and I'm a homeopath. The first time I heard about homeopathy was through a friend years ago. But when I really started getting into homeopathy was when I had my kids, which is usually how it is. And I wanted to find something that was natural, that didn't have side effects or complications. And homeopathy was the answer. And that's when I really started getting curious and taking classes, a good first aid class. I recommend that to anyone who's starting out in homeopathy. Just take a little first aid class, whether it be with Unicyst remedies or complexes, anything that makes sense to you. Get a good book and then just practice, practice, practice. And if you are like me, well, you just get more and more curious and want to know more and more about it. And then maybe you'll end up being a homeopath. I find that homeopathy is the medicine of the future. It is amazing. And the more I discover about it, the more I am just blown away. Like right now, I'm here in Cuba on a mission with homeopaths, HTSF, it's called, it's a Canadian organization. And I am just seeing how homeopathy is integrated into the healthcare system and how it's being used, even at a wide scale, the whole population gets homeopathy. Like, for example, it was first response during the pandemic. So this is just some of the things that are being done in some countries, and there's so much more that we can do around the world and in our own countries, whether it be in Canada or elsewhere. Really, the sky is the limit. So get excited, get curious, get out there, and just, you know, do it. Just do it. Just give it a try and talk about it with your friends and let's continue building these beautiful communities where we support each other, where we help each other, and where we continue to do our research and we continue to publish our studies. And I think that just with our hard work and our passion, we will win the whole world over. So thank you, Eugenie, and thank you, Hanuman, and thank you all, you inspiring homeopaths and patients, our clients, users around the world, and wishing you all the best.
Hi there. My name is Mel, and I live in Bermuda. I studied homeopathy in the UK, and I returned to Bermuda about 8 years ago. I really enjoy treating people with homeopathy. For me, it's a very dynamic and powerful system of medicine. And it works in a very subtle way to help the body restore balance and restore homeostasis. This can be very obvious with acute conditions where symptoms can be relieved sometimes within minutes or within hours. And it's almost as if nothing has happened. There was no condition to begin with. However, with chronic conditions, it can seem like homeopathy is not working. But what I've observed is that actually it's working behind the scenes. So it's helping to restore the balance, restore homeostasis in ways that we don't really acknowledge. So, for instance, sometimes the sleep can be improved, appetite, food choices, desire for peace can happen. So while we tend to want the physical pain or the presenting complaint or the obvious symptoms to just be eradicated and to go away, sometimes it takes a while to get there, and it's necessary for us to go through a process in order for those symptoms to disappear. So what I would say to people new to homeopathy is to have patience. Get to know yourself. Get to know your body. The body is always speaking to us. It's always telling us what we need. And a lot of times we don't listen. So homeopathy is really a medicine that helps us, or if we're open to it, it gets us to a point where we really get to know ourselves on a mental level, emotional level, and a physical level. So I just have words of encouragement for people new to homeopathy, and even for those of us who have used it for a long time. Continue to enjoy it. Be open to it. And know that it is absolutely the medicine for the 21st century.